Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevins with us. And I just heard a couple examples of newspeak and doublespeak in the news, in the news segment at the top of the hour. And I've got to tell you, I just can't stand it anymore. And when I hear things that are absolutely false, I'm going to have to correct them. So I heard in the news that the lowest price in the country for gasoline is $1.55. That's not true. That's not even close to being true. Because right here in Nixon, Missouri, gasoline is for sale at $1.36 per gallon. $1.36. That's lower than $1.55. And there's a news report from Cleveland.com right now. In Cleveland, you can buy gasoline for 99.9 cents. And one station has it for 67.9 cents per gallon. That's below the manipulated price of when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was running for office and took office. Also, you might have heard at the top of the hour news that coronavirus testing with home visits takes as little as 30 minutes or about 30 minutes. Yeah, it does. To stick that probe up your nose takes about 30 minutes. You know, to come visit you, stick that up, tell you what's going to happen, jam that thing up your nose. But the results take 3 to 4 days. They forgot to tell you that. That's newspeak and doublespeak in my world. It makes me angry that these kinds of things are being said. And they're confusing. And they're conflicting. And they're letting people believe things that aren't true. The reason that gasoline is so low in price is we don't know what to do with it. People are not traveling to work. They've been locked down. They're staying at home. Who in their right mind wants to go to a store? So we're not burning gasoline. So what are we going to do with it? I mentioned that it is theoretically possible for the gas stations to pay you to come get gasoline. I said that's theoretically possible because they won't know what to do with all the gasoline because they need the diesel fuel and they need the tar to fix the roads. But they don't need gasoline for most of you who aren't going to work and traveling and using gasoline. David, you had some more to say?
Now, I was hoping the lady from Spain would have called in that's been on your show before because I'd seen some articles last week where there was some news articles come out of Spain where some healthcare workers left people in nursing homes and when they found them, some of them were dead in their beds and things like that. And it would be nice to hear from somebody that's there that, okay, are these stories true or what's exactly happening in other countries? It's kind of nice to hear it from somebody on site. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Here's an old call to Margaret. Margaret, Dr. Margaret in Spain, would you please give us a call and let us know? You can call today, tomorrow, whenever you'd like. We'd love to hear from you.
One other question real quick. I know Rich even was bringing up about the problems Trump has. If you ever go look at these statements when he's out giving these statements, you listen to him, they let the camera go on for a good 40 minutes before he shows up. And you get to hear what he has to deal with before he even gets in the room. I mean, they contradict themselves right there in the room. And you can hear them in the background if you pay attention. I mean, no matter what this guy does, they seem to hate this guy. They want to get rid of him so bad, and he just keeps coming back.
David, am I the only guy on the radio that you've heard who is adamant and dug in about this position that first we have to survive it and then let's talk about who done it? Am I the only guy who's saying we got to survive it?
David, pardon me. I want to just chime in on that. Vince, I don't disagree with that, and that's
I'm not saying you did. I'm not saying you did.
I just want to use the term speculation. Oh, let me just comment on what you just said, please. I use the term speculation as much as we can because there's a lot of information that we don't know as a people. But the reason why I say it does matter a little bit who did it is because we need to stop the same people from doing it again. Maybe another, more biological warfare, more chemical warfare, more technological warfare, more censorship and surveillance. You know, there's certain people on the who aren't on the Patriots team who care about, again, their own feathering their own nest, manufacturing the self-importance, the perception of their own self-importance. So I do agree with you. However, I'm going to put an asterisk by that and say, I would like to stop these people. I want these declassifications that we've been calling for to come to fruition because we have to stop the same people who are anti-America from doing it again, and we're being bombarded and attacked by people from within who are bought and paid for. So,
I'm not challenging you. I'm asking David. I'm asking David if there are other broadcasters in the same seat that I'm in, or a similar seat that I'm in, are they spending their time talking about the fake, the fraud, the phony, the BS? Is that what they're doing, or are they telling people to prepare and how to save their own lives? What are they doing? Because I believe that we are one of a very few, if not the only one, that that is saying prepare and survive this, and then we'll get Lucille.
Yes, I've heard them both. I've actually heard other individuals on other shows, which I stomach to listen to, so I listen to, where 1 minute, one day, they're discussing and talking it down. The next day, the other guest, they're talking it up. So it just depends on who's on their show is what stand they're taking.
Right.
And I think that is just wrong. And I understand Rich's situation where he's hoping there's accountability. I've been around these people all my life. I don't even think about that. I don't worry about that. I just worry about getting my family through this healthy. That's it right now. That's all that's on my mind. And because you can have a dozen people say, hey, we're going to stand with you. Let's go demand this. One of them, at least one of them, will get paid off, and their whole, I got to go now. And they're going to leave you standing there in the lurch.
Yeah,
David, I just want to say one thing. Spend as much time outdoors with your family as possible. This disease is 19 times more contagious indoors than outdoors. It's just like any Petri dish, you know, where it's hot, where it's humid, where it's indoors, planes, trains, institutions, buildings. Try to spend more time outdoors, learning botany, doing bird watching, gardening, things like that.
I love the outdoors, so I don't have a problem with that. So
here's one of these conspiracy theories that no one has mentioned. So I'm going to mention it. And why is this a conspiracy theory? Well, I thought of this, and I have not heard anyone say this. So we have been spraying the skies with aluminum, barium, strontium, and we've been occluding the sun's rays. We have been preventing the ultraviolet A, B, C, and the white light from the sun from penetrating the Earth's atmosphere by spraying and reflecting the sun's rays back. Now, that's a perfect way of protecting the coronavirus had it been aerosolized and sprayed overhead. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, too. Now, I think that's entirely possible as well. So, could we have done it to ourselves? Of course. Could we have had some people infiltrate the United States with some drones and some vials of the coronavirus? And could they have put them in these little $500 drones and flown them over cities? Of course. Could we have done that to China? Of course. So that's another conspiracy theory. Is it true? I don't know. But is it possible? Yes, it is. As well as most, if not all, of the other conspiracy theories about the Federal Reserve, about contaminating the food supply, the water supply, getting people to stop going to work because they're afraid of their peers. All of these things are reasons to be concerned. And all of these could be bona fide conspiracy facts. So I understand that. But my immutable point is, I will not yield 1 second of preparing and protecting my family to discuss and waste time on whodunit. That's my point. David? Now, by the way, David, have you ever seen me veer from that? Have I? I know you listen every day, if not almost every day. Have you heard me veer away from that point?
No, and that's one of the things I respect a lot about you. Right there. It's because you won't change unless you seem to, my opinion is, you know, I don't think you're the kind of man that wouldn't change if you got enough evidence to show otherwise. You know,
my evidence tells me, and my reading and my research and my background shows me, tells me, and convinces me this is absolutely real, and we need to survive it. And that has been the mission statement, unwritten, of USA Prepares, is to help prepare people to survive what is coming toward us from day one. You know, around 2011 we started, to convince people to pay attention, to prepare, and improve their chances of coming out the other side more intact than if they did not prepare. That is, you know, a sum of the mission statement that's never been published of USA Prepares. That's it. That's it. So, yeah, we can talk about theory and we can do what the other guys are doing. But I want to make sure that some of us survive, those who are willing to take action. And that's why I try not to use, every once in a while I slip and use the word listener. And when I use the word listener, to me, a listener is someone like a sports fan. Okay? Someone who watches, but has not contributed anything. Except maybe overpaying for tickets and beers and whatever else they sell them. But, okay. Anything else, David?
No, I'll let you go. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I got my Baofeng radios. I took the plunge. So they're
okay.
Nice. They're nice. Thank you.
Very good. Baofeng radio, UV5R, about $23.
I went with the UV82s because they were the same price, a little better. The buttons were supposed to be three times bigger. For, you know, so they're about pretty much the same, but I think one's at the same price. So, hey, thanks.
Very good. Very good.
Right.
So he's talking about the ham radios that will have farther transmission and reception capability than the family radios that, you know, you can just buy at the Chinese factory outlet.
Yeah.
David, thank you
David,
so much. Okay. Robert in Kansas. Welcome.
Well, fellas, we're all Palestinians now. Vincent, you give a presentation that I had a fortune of actually getting to see in real life, and I believe the name of it is The Big Lies. And so I just want to suggest to you that this virus is about as real as the moon landing, and you certainly could take that example.
Hold it. I want to make sure I fully understand before you continue. You're saying the virus is as real as the moon landing. Now, I believe that the moon landing was a hoax. Do you believe that the moon landing was a hoax?
Absolutely, Vincent.
By extension, are you saying that the virus is a hoax as well?
I'm saying that, yes, that this is not real. This is like the moon landing.
The virus is not real. Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure I heard it absolutely correctly.
And you can see the global coordination, right? Just like in the moon landing.
No. Answer my question. Is this virus real?
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us in Montana. Robert has called in. Robert, I want you to give me a one-word answer before we continue. And I'm going to tell you that I have three buttons here. One says hold, one says air, and the other says drop. And I have my finger on the mouse, and I'm hovering over the drop button. One-word answer. Are you saying that the coronavirus is a hoax? Yes or no?
I will give you a one-word answer, Vince, but I just don't think that I can't. It doesn't really. I mean, they could be spraying viruses in the sky, like you say, brother. I'm not saying that somebody isn't sick if they're sick. I don't want to be insensitive, but I think Robert, this is too.
Robert.
Yeah,
Robert,
I don't think this is that
Robert,
real, Vince. No.
Robert, did you say it's not real?
Yes, Vince, I did.
But Sheevan, back to you.
Well, you know what we do on this show. You know what I like to specialize in.
I've never done that before. I've never done that. Well, maybe I've done it once.
Well, you know what? What we don't have, we don't have representation of the little people. The little people for every agenda done by the corporate oligarchies and big government and the corruption who are behind the scenes by the 1% who's funding everything. All the collateral damage goes to the little people. And these people have, at the top who are controlling everything, have an addiction to power, money, and control. Now, are people getting sick and dying? Absolutely. Is this virus real? Absolutely. However, they are not letting a crisis go to waste. And this is, again, why I always use the term speculation. I've gone through dozens and dozens and dozens, like, to get rid of cash, to get rid of small business, to increase the fascist state. You know, there's so many agendas that the powers that be are doing in order to centralize control. And that's one of the reasons, Vince, that I would love to find out who does a lot of these crimes against humanity, because of the fact that we're not going to stop these people. That's why I call for laws of excess, because if all these top 1%ers who have all the money, that control the central banks, that control the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, the EU, the UN, all these institutions, the World Health Organizations, they're all connected at the hip. And if we could have laws of excess, we could stop the funding and let the people be in control. We can have citizen review boards. We're incentivizing big corporate oligarchies and big corrupt government to control the people, and the money going to feathering their own nest. And with the technology that we have, that we talk about on the show, and chemically and biologically, how we're being controlled and held hostage like a gun to our heads, if these people don't get outed for these crimes, then they're going to keep doing it because they have the money, they have the funds. And I'm not saying that we don't need to prepare, because, hell, I live off-grid. I garden. I hunt and fish from my meat. I give away 50% of what I've harvested for decades from my garden and hunting and fishing. I mean, I get it all. But we also have, just like the supply chain disruptions and consumer confidence falling through the floor. I mean, we're at a point now that if we don't disrupt the corporate oligarchies and big government and the corruption behind it and all that money behind it, then it's never going to stop. People need to go to jail. They need to be indicted. We need these declassifications to occur. If they don't, it's never going to stop. It's going to be a depopulation agenda, an agenda to basically have the poor people be in despair, have more obesity, which kills 40,000 people per month, more biological and chemical warfare, more technological warfare, more, you know, less nutrition in our foods. You know, if we don't basically cut the head of the snake off, just like supply chain disruptions that's happening to us, it's never going to stop. Vince?
I don't have any disagreement with that. I believe that, as I said, many of these conspiracy theories are probably true. But the big thing, is we have to survive it. Then we'll take Lucille for a ride. We'll be right back. I've got some comments when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New numbers concerning coronavirus from the World Health Organization say over 800,000 people on the planet are dealing with the COVID-19 infection, and nearly 39,000 people have died because of it. And the rate of infection is increasing rapidly, including in the United States. Nearly 165,000 people in the U.S. have now been infected, and that's led to almost 3,200 fatalities. A report this morning says 90% fewer passengers are flying as compared with 2019 numbers. TSA airport checkpoint figures indicate the number of airline passengers in the U.S. was below the 200,000 mark on Saturday and Sunday. On the same days last year, more than 2 million people made their way through those checkpoints. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
Today's hot. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I feel I have to say this, so I will say this. The reason that USA Prepares is a radio broadcast is because I wanted to have an expo, and I wanted to teach people, including my extended family, about preparedness. I wanted to bring in experts so that they could share their expertise and teach people how to prepare for their own survival, not my survival, their survival. No one pays me. I don't beg for money. I've been told to take donations. I will not take donations. I pay for this myself. My family pays for this through their sacrifice because they think the message is important. So I don't beg for money. No one pays me. I don't have any commercials. Any commercials that you hear around USA Prepares are not USA Prepares commercials. They are from the network or the radio station from which you are listening. I receive no compensation whatsoever. I believe that I'm no longer welcome on other radio networks because I don't want to beg for money for them. I will not do it. This broadcast originates on Genesis Communications Network. Genesis Communications Network is kind enough to let me say whatever I want to say and be the host of USA Prepares on their network. They don't pay me and I don't pay them. I think they believe that the information that we provide is value enough to allow it to be broadcast without compensating Genesis Communications Network. I will not allow USA Prepares to be used as a forum to confuse our class. I won't let this be a forum, this radio broadcast, be a forum to confuse our class as to the reality of the corona panic. It is absolutely, positively real. Class, I suggest that any of you who are considering thinking about the conspiracy theories, forget that for now. Don't waste your time now. For now, you need to prepare. You need to learn skills. You need to accumulate reading materials. You need to get all the DIY, do-it-yourself survival information that you can, accumulate it, and if you can, read it. But if you can't, have it available in printed form for a later time. You need to learn about food storage, food preparation, how to grow a garden, how to cook without the utilities that may disappear right in front of your eyes. You need to be thinking and preparing for yourself and forget right now about calling for help. Because I think help is going to be hard to find and far away. So my position is immutable. I am not going to yield to wasting time about conspiracy theories. I believe they're true. I do. You don't need to convince me that this is to take down the Fed. You don't need to do that. You don't need to convince me that it's to take down the monetary system. You don't need to convince me that it's to reduce population. I believe that. But I want you to survive. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I wholeheartedly agree with you. That is my total focus right now, is making sure that my family, my children and their spouses and all of their kids, my grandkids and my mom and all those people, that we live through this thing. And speaking of material, back just for it, you just mentioned the material, do it yourself, getting things that you can read. I cannot fathom that Dr. Sheely's book on eBay was $5.07 shipped to me. I got one. That is got to be one of my treasures now. I cannot fathom that somebody would let that go. I don't care. I mean, it costs as much to ship it. I basically got it for free. I can't even fathom people letting go of that kind of information. But I could not agree with you anymore. I see Rich's point. I really do. By the way, Rich, we had a great time with you over lunch. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see you guys, Kyle. I mean, it's an honor to be friends with you guys. And we'll still do that plan that we talked about.
You bet.
We just got to figure out the supply chain. If the supply chain looks like it might get compromised, then we might have to do it sooner than later on that issue. But you know, Kyle, since I got you on the phone here, you know, I believe in getting people together to buy land you know, not concentrate on farmland so much, because a lot of the farmland has been chemically and mechanically beat up and not a lot of nutrition. But we should talk about raised beds. We need to talk about people leaving urban, suburban America and buying land with friends, with family, and doing it as a team, and create and cross-training one another. All these things that we've talked about, you know, because what really bothers me is this this executive at this New York hospital from Rosewell Park. I mentioned this in News in a Flash, from Laura Krolzik. You know, who's a former Hillary Clinton advisor, imagine my shock, you know, basically saying how we need to get people who are President Trump supporters infected with the coronavirus and not allowed to get treatment. This is a vice president, an executive. Folks, you know what? We have to prepare. We have to think outside the box. We have to live outside the box. We have to relearn those lost 19th century skills. If you get your people together, have a meeting, and literally discuss a plan on how to get to rural America and start living a different way. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, I absolutely see both of your guys' points. I tend more towards what Vince is saying, but at the same time, and Vince, I believe, is on board with every single thing you're saying, the reality is if we don't recognize we're in a war, we're going to lose. So there is a point here to where it's seeing, like this crazy woman, seeing that there's a battle out there to destroy right, to destroy common sense, to destroy wisdom and help and anybody that disagrees with a communist ideal. There is a war out there that is absolutely for sure. At the same point, and it's like two cylinders of the same engine. At the same point, if we don't survive what they've already dumped in our lap, it will matter. It won't matter. You know.
Well, I agree, Kyle. But the reason why I'm saying both matters is because of the fact that we need to have an explosion of people thinking and living a different way, and I don't see the numbers moving quick enough in order to save lives. So this is why I say we have to wake people up and give them ideas and solutions on why we should do something. If we just have people go out and do something without the knowledge of it and the reason for it, without the ideas and solutions, it's never going to happen. So I think we're beating a dead horse here. I think we all agree on what needs to be done. But we have to wake up. Some people need to be thrown in the pool in order to wake up. Some people you need to make angry in order to read and research. Everybody's different, and everybody has different skill sets and desires and dreams and wants and needs too. So you have to give the reasons. I always believe in giving the reasons why things should be done. And this article from Rosewell Park, from this hospital executive, I mean, if I was a White House employee, I would be very reluctant to give money to New York hospitals, especially, you know, because who knows if they're going to actually give ventilators to certain people because they think they may be Republican. This is outrageous. And this is an article. It's on Zero Hedge right now. It should be discussed at every alternative media segment in the country today. This is appalling. But I still think.
Let me chime in just a second there, Rich, because I agree with you. It is appalling. It's stunning. But in reality, okay. So in a sense, Rich, we're already too late to reach those people that are going to move because they're paralyzed with this stuff. I see people anymore, and I've boiled them down into almost just two categories. Those that are so over, overwhelmed, that they're paralyzed by what's happening and are not doing anything other than hunkering and, I mean, in a sense, but in a modern sense, like, you know, video games and TV and garbage like that all the time, or they're either paralyzed like that or their normalcy bias is so strong in this country that they totally believe that things are going to come back. And I hope and pray that they do come back. But I don't think we're headed back that direction. Normalcy bias. And I, you know, Rich, this, if anything, because I'm constantly personally adding to my knowledge. I was watching this morning. I got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was awake. And I'm reading about how these guys are using mulch and no-till gardening methods and stuff like that. I'm constantly trying to do that. But people that don't do that already, the people that aren't prepared already, I think this is going to do more to paralyze them because of the weakness of our society. It's going to do than to motivate anybody anymore.
I don't disagree. However, remember how I mentioned the analogy about being lost in the woods? What kills people is fear and panic. Remember that?
Right.
I say that because we have to start thinking. We have to start, using logic and common sense, because the powers that be are making crowdthink. They are turning the people into followers, and that's why this show is on the air and ranked number 3 on GCN and has been on RBN for all these years. It's because of the fact that we're giving information to the people. Now, in the last 9 to 12 months, when we met a month ago, Kyle, with your wife,
sure.
You agree that the last 9 to 12 months has been exponential wake-up. Now, what we also need to do is have exponential citizen review boards, meetings, whether it be over Skype or phone or whatever. We have to have people moving towards Plan Bs. Now, I realize normalcy bias. I realize fear and panic. But we have to overcome this, and that's why I use that analogy of being lost in the woods, and that's what kills people, is the fear and the panic of being killed by a wild animal, don't have the skill sets to light a fire, et cetera, et cetera. We need to go back to those lost skills. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying that I am not going to stop talking about a plan and outside-the-box thinking, because you never know. I don't think it's ever too late. I really don't.
That's pretty close. It's pretty close to too late. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Kyle's with us. Both instructors at USA Prepares. I just want to share a simple message. So I was talking to someone on the East Coast, and, you know, they used to go to the supermarket and push those carts around. And now what they do is they get on the Internet and they shop right, S-H-O-P, space R-I-T-E. They get on the Internet and they pick a day. You know, they say, okay, what's the soonest day I can come over there and get my order? And it might be about a week. And so they pick the day and the time, and then they start shopping. And they fill their wish list. It's called a cart. It's not a cart. It's not a cart in the traditional sense that if you are pushing your cart around the supermarket and you get cans of soup and you get some lettuces and things like that and you put it in your cart, that's yours until you either abandon your cart or or the store closes and they throw you out. If you pay for it, it's yours. But the idea is no one's supposed to take items out of your cart. Well, on the Internet, you put things in your cart, but it's really not a cart. It's a wish list. And you say, I want to get this, that, and the other thing, and here are the quantities. And then you click go, and then they say, okay, great. Show up at that time that's prearranged, and a shopper there will push a cart around, get those items that are on your wish list, put them in the cart, you pay for them, and they bring them to the curbside where they get dumped in your trunk. Well, if they don't have those items, you don't get them. Just because they're on your wish list, just because they say they sell them, if they don't have them at the store at that time when you're there, you don't get them, period. Okay? That's the way it's going on the East Coast right now. Now, I can't do that because they won't deliver to me. But I can go to Walmart.com and Sam'sClub.com, and what I'm finding out is out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, or it says in-store pickup only, and then it says out of stock. Now, maybe that's just me, but I'm telling you, you need to prepare. You need to get those things that you need to survive until your garden grows. And then you need to learn how to prepare and get the materials to can what's left over. You've got to survive this. And if you think that it's going to last, you know, another couple of weeks, you got to have your head examined. Because it's going to last for years, in my opinion. This thing is going to be hard to fix. Go ahead, Rich.
Pardon me. How many times did we discuss self-sufficiency preparedness schools? How many lives could we have saved over the years if we had, if some of these big mouth, so-called phony benevolent billionaires would have helped fund these ideas instead of bragging about how, oh, we want to pay more taxes, we need no laws. Well, you don't need the laws to pay taxes. Just put more money to the, give more money to the IRS.
Let me interrupt you right there. Okay, President Trump, please hear this. Why don't you help us? Why don't you help us and we will teach the United States how to do it? We know how to do it. We're a bunch of volunteers. We can do it. If you'll help us, we'll help you. How about that, President Trump? I hope you're listening. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, well, I've been calling for this for years, Vince, and all these so-called phony, benevolent, philanthropic people who are so trying to manufacture the perception of them being heroes are doing exactly the opposite. And what we're going to do is these people are going to push us into martial law. How does this make sense? Felons released from jail to make room for quarantine breakers. I mean, everything is going backwards. And while the mainstream media, here's another article, is hiding the Biden rape story. I mean, nothing's real. Left is right, up is down. And the powers that be are not giving the information to the people. Public government schools has been for social and political indoctrination. They only know how to push buttons and be politically correct. We're not teaching skill sets. We no longer have a protege-mentor relationship in America. And we need to have this self-sufficiency preparedness school, President Trump, and it's going to save lives. Because people don't know what to do. They do not have these skill sets. Vince?
Okay, so the all call goes out to Bernie, Bill and Melinda, Jeff, and the rest of you billionaires. You want to make an impact? Why don't you contact me? You'll have to figure out how to do it. I'm sure you've got ways. And give us a call. And we can come to the rescue of the United States of America. Through exactly that, preparedness schools. But so far, no one except Joanne, USA Preparedness Instructor, no one except Joanne has stepped up to the plate and said, I'm interested. There were some tire kickers over the years. We had it planned. We were going to do it. But there was only one person interested. One, Joanne. Thank you, Joanne. But there aren't many people paying attention. Kyle, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Rich, you're absolutely right. But we have to survive this. We got to get through to the other side. And then, we can rebuild. But it's going to take manufacturing in the United States to do it. Forget these Chinese products. They're junk, for the most part. Class, may God help us. Tomorrow's the day that a broadcaster told me this would be blown over by. Told me. So I have to call him up and tell him. How's it going? How's it working? Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.